every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAMASLASLASCRRMMSOSDRALBAPAHAFNA. Baby.
A baby.
We don't speak for any of those guys. As a matter of fact, I don't speak that well for myself. These guys over here are pretty good. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with the hostess with the mostest.
Shelly.
And Mark.
She is, too. She's a favorite person on the show.
Reminds me of the time, a block.
Reminds me of the time when I went up on vacation somewhere and someone happened to listen to the show in bumfrick nowhere, and they go, oh, you're Bruce. And I said, I'm like, yeah, yes, I am. And she goes, oh, I love Shelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Shelly. How you doing?
Pretty crappy.
Sweet. Can we change that on your show?
Don't say the word change.
Oh.
We lost a big jar of change.
No, we didn't lose a big jar of change. I lost it. And this is the second year in a row that we've lost a big jar of change.
Yeah, but see, there's a problem. See, when a big jar of change, which is like a 3-pound can of coffee, goes missing, it's probably not lost.
Somebody knows where it is.
I didn't spend it, and there's... It's highly unlikely that someone would steal jars of change out of our house 2 summers in a row.
Someday you guys are going to find a lot of freaking change.
So what I told her. I said, you know what? One of these days we're going to be like, yes, yes. It's not like the house is full of gnats.
No, that would be when I had the terrarium.
Tell Mark about the terrarium.
When Bruce first moved in, I had the computer... was actually in my living room, and there was a 100-gallon aquarium full of dirt and rocks and stuff that I had made a terrarium out of. Mm-hmm. And, well, the plants all died because I was a little unclear at that point on the concept of plant drainage and stuff.
Yeah, got it.
And gnats started laying eggs in there, and there were clouds of gnats in the house. And I couldn't figure out where they were coming from at first. And they got stuck into the computer intake thing, you know, where the fan is.
They're coming from the Amazon right there.
And it was overheating the computer because the fan slowed down because it was full of bug guts.
Nice.
And so Bruce took it out front and dumped it, and we put it out on the front, out in front of the house, and some guy on a bicycle came up and picked it up.
100-gallon aquarium on a bike.
How far did that go?
I don't know.
A couple blocks before the street was full of glass.
Yeah.
Not too far.
I was on a vacation in Hawaii with my accountant one time, right after tax season.
You went on vacation with your accountant?
He's one of my best friends. And he's actually my best friend.
You want to make sure you didn't spend any money on vacation?
Exactly. Well, it was right after tax season, so he was a little fried.
Crispy?
Yeah.
Around the edges.
And we're sitting at dinner one night, and he starts waving his hand in front of his face like he's trying to catch something. And we know it's gnats, because nobody sees them but you when they fly in front of your eyes.
Right. It could have been, though. It could have been mushrooms.
So a couple months later, we're back, because we were teasing him about doing it.
Yeah.
A couple months later, we're back, and we're in a pretty serious meeting with a new client I was introducing him to. And I told the client before he came in, I said, while you're talking to him, while you're in mid-conversation, take your hand and just wave it in front of your eyes like you're trying to catch something. I said, don't say anything about it. Just do it a couple times. The second time he did it, Bob just stopped. He just looked at me. He goes, that's not funny.
Nice.
We're just rolling.
Awesome. So,
that is funny.
Have we bantered enough?
Well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Ooh, Foley skills at the ready.
Wow.
Hold on.
We're awesome. We're about to get hired by like Paramount or someone.
We're bitching.
Okay, we have shout outs to Sarah, Fran, Robert, and Maggie.
Shout.
She can't stop her. She's trying.
Let it all out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that.
She was without defense from the first 80s song.
Come on. I'm talking to you. Come on.
Well, I'm trying to talk to you. In Los Angeles, U.S. Customs seized 3 gallons of a chemical used to make a date rape drug called GHB or gamma hydroxybutyrate.
I thought date rape drug was just called alcohol.
Well, apparently not this one. They found it in a 3-gallon container at an air cargo facility at Los Angeles International Airport. It had been smuggled in from China under fake invoice.
Yeah, because if you make that the real invoice, they would have taken it before you even get a chance to pick it up.
That's true. But it wasn't, I mean, it's only 3 gallons. I mean, how much of that stuff just makes, how many pills does that make?
I don't know, but I'll bet 3 gallons makes a lot.
Well, they're talking about it like it's a big seizure. I'm thinking it's 1 3-gallon container. I mean,
yeah, but I bet there's a lot of stuff you mix that with and you make a bunch of itty-bitty little pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's
gallons.
That's a bit.
That's the better side of a Sparklets bottle.
Yeah.
But how did they figure that out? Because it's not like, I mean, are there dogs that sniff through that stuff? Or I mean, because it was in a container. It was mislabeled.
Something else.
Somebody had to tip them off or something.
Some guy that's like used to them always sending in the same shipment, and this one time he looks at it a little more closely and goes, hey, that's not what that is.
Yeah.
Our neighbor's in a tux.
He is.
You know, that's what you get in Laguna Beach.
Must be a beach wedding going on there.
Our neighbor's walking around in a tux. Oh, my God, he's going to come across and talk to us. He is. He is.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have Mr. C on the show.
No.
Nope. Okay, no. Good. Anyway, in Monroe, Connecticut, John Joachim has been arrested for 2 counts of attempted first-degree larceny by extortion and computer crimes because he hacked into a woman's Facebook account and took it over, meaning he changed the password so she couldn't get in.
Uh-huh.
And in order to get her account back, he told her that he wanted naked pictures of her. He did this over his own email.
Oh, that seems cheap.
So he's like the dumb Facebook criminal of the week. If you send someone an extortion letter with your own email, the police are going to catch you.
You shouldn't send it from
JohnJoachim.com.
Yeah, really,
no. I have news. They're going to catch you anyway.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know,
he made
like
it easy for
him. Sign up for an email address.
Right.
It says, give us another contact email address.
Right.
I love the people who go, oh, I'm going to send you something from Gmail. So they make a Gmail account, but they put their MSN account or Hotmail account or something as their go-to.
Which is why I have no contact emails on my emails.
That's why you got to go. I better not say how to do it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, Mr. Earthlink, you might want to keep that to yourself.
But it involves libraries and schools, places where there's a lot of computers and a lot of
So if you go to a school, you'll learn how to do it.
Yeah. This is a bit old, but we forgot to do it last week. We need to give a posthumous shout-out to, is it Janie Lane?
Oh, yeah.
The former lead singer of Warrant was found dead in a hotel in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that was a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
The story that I just actually read, there was a news story that said that although originally there was no official cause of death, he was found with a half-empty bottle of vodka and an empty prescription pill bottle.
I met him. I met him not that long ago, less than a year ago. Met him at a recovery facility. You know what I found out about Jenny?
What?
He did not like the song Cherry Pie at all. Like not even a little bit. It's the thing they made like 90% of their money on, one song. He hated it from the moment he wrote it. Couldn't stand it.
He was okay with the checks coming in.
Oh, no. He was okay with the checks.
Yeah.
But he'd be ready to throw blows. Right, when he was telling me the story, he goes, I told him, I go, oh, hey, I know. And he goes, I go, oh, yeah, I love Warrant, you know. And I go, Heaven. And he goes, oh, thank God. And I go, what? He goes, you didn't say the song. And I go, oh, yeah. I go, I know you probably hate it. And he goes, I do. And like 2 minutes later, this guy comes up and goes, hey, Warren, she's my cherry pie. And he's like, I'm going to knock him the F out. I mean, it's like this guy has sung it 12 million times. He never liked it. But it was like at a time when they were making him write like these kind of poppy.
Yeah.
You know, everybody had to have the pop songs.
Yeah, making him write songs that would make money.
MTV playable.
Let's see, in Murrieta, California.
Not too far.
Stone's throw.
I'm trying to find her name in this mess because I just got this. I just
northeast
picked that up.
Of us. Maybe this east.
Yeah, a woman has lost custody of her six-month-old boy because she left him in his little bouncy chair with her pit bull who ate the child's testicles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, this is not the first
time. Why is the child's testicles hanging out, first of all?
No, the dog ate through the diaper, chewed through the diaper.
Going for the poo.
Probably.
Oh.
Ooh.
Now, what I want to know is, first of all, why would you leave a six-month-old in a bouncy seat on the floor when you have a pit bull?
Yes.
Number one. Number two, why was she so far away from a child who's in a bouncy seat, which is an apparatus where you're supposed to be observing the child, because those seats can tip over. Connor had one, and I never left him alone when he was in it.
Because she's an idiot.
And how far away did she have to be not to hear the kid screaming when the dog first started attacking the kid?
She was in the bathroom.
Well, that's why she's lost custody of the kid.
There's a dog out there eating testicles.
She has also lost custody of five other children in previous incidents.
And I'm all for the separation of the government not getting in your personal business, but it's about time that woman gets fixed.
Yeah. I mean, it says in the story that it says it was not immediately clear why she lost custody of her other children previously, but she's got to be doing something.
I met a gal at my store the other day, very, very pregnant, has seven kids, doesn't have any of them, and she's only like 25. I'm like, really?
Ever hear
of birth control?
Okay. In the U.S. and the U.K., there's a new product available.
The Us and the Uck.
And the Us and the Uck. It comes in mild flavor and spicy hot. It's an energy drink, and it is called cocaine.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
She don't lie.
Cocaine.
There you go.
It says on the side of the can, I thought this was humorous, on the side of the can it says, warning for idiots.
Does not actually
this
contain.
This product does not. Obviously, this product does not actually contain cocaine. If you buy this product expecting it to have cocaine in it, then you are stupid.
That's a good warning label.
Perfect. You know what? They'll probably sell a lot of it.
I actually saw it. It was weird because I was looking at a different story. I was looking at a story about some robbery at a convenience store. And the picture
of cocaine?
The picture of the case where the person had taken something out to steal it had all the energy drinks sitting there. And I saw a drink in the case that said cocaine. I thought, what the heck is that? So I Googled cocaine, and that's what came up. It's a new energy drink.
Perfect.
Let's see.
Gave me energy.
Oh, and here we come to the story. And here we come to the story that I was looking at when I saw the picture of the cocaine.
Oh, wow. What a nice segue.
In South Pasadena. A man has been erected.
A man has been erected. And what was her name?
A man has been arrested in connection with a string of Red Bull energy drink thefts. Eric Petrosian was arrested Thursday when he was identified by a security camera. He is accused of stealing large amounts of Red Bull from a Ralph's supermarket and a Pavilions in South Pasadena. On both occasions, the camera caught him putting tons of this drink into a basket and then running out of the store. He was stealing them so that he could sell them.
His own one-man flash mob.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think he works secretly for Forever Amber.
Why? Because they drink a lot of Red Bull?
Those gals can put the Red Bull away. They're like sponsored by Red Bull or something. I mean, they really, you go on any of their sites on Facebook, and there's multiple pictures of them with Red Bulls.
Let's see. I'm in Simi Valley, California.
A lot of Southern California news.
That's where all the cops go.
Well, you know what happened when I was looking for the news? Somebody sent me a link to a story. This happens quite often. Somebody sent me a link to a story.
And you started trailing links.
Yeah. On the sidebar of the story, there's a whole bunch of other links. I'm like, oh, that one looks good. Click. Oh, that one looks good. That's how I end up spending 2.5 hours looking for boozy news, is because I keep clicking on the flipping links and reading all these other stories. So I know everything that's going on in the world, but the laundry doesn't get done.
Awesome.
Now, is this
a crime? So I'll tell you what, Simi Valley, pretty safe place to live, because like
this
every guy that's a cop in L.A. lives
moves
in
Simi
Valley.
Yeah, this is a crime. David Ryan Tejera, 23 years old, he will be going to jail probably for about 20 years.
Huh.
He admitted in court that he had been the one who distributed drugs that killed two people and nearly killed two others who overdosed. He pled guilty to federal narcotics charge of distributing heroin and cocaine. Apparently, the heroin he was distributing was extremely strong and caused four overdoses and two deaths.
So, in other words, he was a great dealer. And the guy was the best dealer there was.
There's a really good quote from him.
He didn't know how to cut things properly.
There's a really good quote in here from somewhere. He told authorities that he preferred slamming heroin and that everyone asks me to shoot them up and it always comes back to haunt me. It sure did.
Wow.
Yeah.
It always comes back to haunt
me. I like slamming too, but I wouldn't slam somebody else. That's all on you. I'm not that great at hitting my own veins. I used to get vein envy. See, it's like some skinny construction worker, and this guy's got flipping ropes hanging off his arm. I'd be like, it's worse than penis envy.
Is it?
I know that from experience as well.
Let's see, in Riverside, California, we're going to move on to New Orleans in the next story.
Oh, good.
But in Riverside, two men were charged in a federal narcotics case after conspiring to transport 70 kilos of cocaine to North Carolina. Is that a lot?
That's a grip.
Yeah.
What is it, 145 pounds?
Not going to fit into a Cooper.
No.
It doesn't say how much it was worth in the story.
It's worth a grip.
Oh.
Even at the kilo rate, it's worth a grip. At the street value, it's worth a lot.
Well, the guy was kind of stupid because, well, he got caught. Well, he got caught by an undercover, it was an undercover sting operation. He arranged to deliver the cocaine to the operative. And obviously, he showed up to make the drop and got busted. So,
$2.8 million at the kilo rate.
Now, what happened to? There are no good mules anymore. You take it yourself.
Apparently not. I'm going to skip the next story and go on to next show.
But we're going to New Orleans.
We're going to go to Jackson, Mississippi first.
New Orleans is nicer. Well, I've been to both.
Yeah, but not the story. The story's really sad.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll do the story. I'll do that story first time next so that we can get over the sad really fast.
Okay.
So this one must be exciting and funny.
Well, it's not really exciting and funny, but it reminded me of my mom, which is why I included it.
That could be exciting and funny.
In Jackson, Mississippi, David Schuyler now lives in Massachusetts. But when he lived in Mississippi, used to live in Massachusetts, sorry. He used to get his pizza from a place called Town Spa Pizza, which he claims is the best pizza on the planet. He now drives from Mississippi to Massachusetts every couple of months to pick up 150 pizzas to take them home with him.
That's a guy that likes his pizza.
Have some vacuum packed.
Really?
Yeah, they pack them in dry ice for mm-hmm. him, and he...
They vacuum seal them.
They cart them home. And my mother, when we were growing up, we lived in Chicago for a while, and on the south side of Chicago, which is not the best part of town, but they have
they have great pizza, though.
That's where my entire family is from, the south side of Chicago.
There's a place called Dewey's Pizzeria.
It's the baddest part of town.
And Dewey's Deep Dish. And my mother got totally attached to this stuff. And when we moved to Minnesota not too long after that, she would have it flown from... She would pay to have the pizza packaged up, because back then they didn't ship food the way they do now. And she would pay to have it packaged up and shipped to us.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pizza obsession.
Yeah, I'll bet there's not a lot of great pizza parlors in Minnesota.
No, but you can get some good spetzel.
They got that place. What's a Grater's and Grater's ice cream and Aglamisi's ice cream, and they'll pack it up in dry ice and send it to you. That is...
My mom used to do that, too.
I've never had ice cream like that. It was flipping awesome. I mean, they, grow the strawberries and stuff out behind the place. And
they
make
do?
Strawberry. Yeah.
I never heard that.
The one that we went to go canoeing or whatever.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got blueberry bushes out back, and they make the blueberry ice cream with the blueberry bushes they get off the vines out back. And it was awesome.
I'll bet.
It was the kind of ice cream where when you take a bite and then you look at the spoon afterwards and it's coated in fat from the cream.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. That's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
I saw Sarah post on your Facebook.
And we're not going to be discussing the post.
What's Sarah
post
on her Facebook?
Said Shelley, just go along with them one time. Just go along with them one time.
I did it one time. I'm not doing it again.
When did you do it one time?
On a show.
I don't believe
like
you.
6 months ago.
No.
Yes.
No.
I did it once and you guys said, yes, she did it. And I said, okay, that's the last time. I'm never doing it again.
You're gonna have to do that one more time so we know.
No.
So, Shelley.
Do it to me one more time.
Shelley, what's our topic?
It'll come to me.
Go to more about alcoholism.
Say, how long will it take to come to you?
I don't know. I don't remember what
Let's
the topic
see.
Was.
What are we doing tomorrow? Let's see. Are we taking a trip?
We're going to drive and 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 stop and get some gas. Drive and 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 stop and get some snacks.
The hell is that from?
It's a Crotch song.
Crotch?
Yeah, the band Crotch. It was a band I used to follow when I was in college. And the song was
so
called
you're
Drive.
Always after some crotch? Is that what you're saying when you're in college?
No, it was a group of
you're hoping to catch some crotch?
It was a group of theater. It was a group of theater students that created this band, and they would sing nonsensical. Like one of their other songs that I loved was Satan, Satan, Lend Me a Dollar. It was good. It was a good
That's
band.
It's kind of shooting kind of like way under the mark.
It was a good
I
band.
I would think.
That particular song was called Drive.
Give me a buck. Let me sell you my soul for a buck. Satan's like, yeah, okay.
No, not sell. Lend. Lend me a dollar.
Oh, lend me a dollar.
Yeah.
So taking a trip. How do you want to
attack that,
Mark?
We're not taking a trip. We're not taking a trip.
Swearing off forever with and without a solemn oath. Taking more physical exercise.
Reading inspirational books.
Going to health farms and sanitariums.
Taking voluntary commitment to asylums. We can increase the list ad infinitum.
Ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum, yes.
Well, we are taking a trip.
You guys are taking a trip.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow. We're going up in the mountains for a while. We got no money, but we got a place to stay.
Yeah, we have no money because I lost it.
We have some money. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We're actually going to do something very, very cool up there.
You are?
What?
Yeah, that nobody knows about yet.
All right.
But it's going to be cool.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be really cool.
How much does it cost?
I'll give you guys an update. It costs a little bit.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be, you know the way I am on vacation. It's going to be a surprise, and you're going to dig it. It's going to be awesome.
Surprise.
No, it's going to be one of these things where it's going to require a gross amount of physical effort and special clothes, and I'm not going to have the clothes.
No special clothes.
You will have the clothes.
No special clothes, no physical effort.
You know how I know you'll have the clothes?
What?
Unless you're walking
around
naked.
Because you've been packing for how long now?
I haven't packed at all. That's an empty suitcase.
You haven't packed at all?
I haven't done anything. I made a list. That was all I did.
That's got to be a record.
It is a record. I've never done this before. And
I am so amazed.
And if we talk about it anymore, I'm going to start having a panic attack because that's what I did this morning. When Sarah texted me, I had a panic attack.
Well, see, that's what this topic's all about. To see if we can work through the fact that you can take a trip without panicking.
I don't think that's possible.
I pack the way most guys pack. I'm like...
You get a garbage bag.
How many days are we going?
I'm like, let's say 4 days. That's... Four pair of jeans on hangers, four shirts, four pairs of socks, and a jacket, and a razor, and I'm good to go. I can pack in 3.5 minutes.
And actually, it's only probably two pairs of jeans because you wear the jeans.
Yeah, I can wear the same jeans a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
That's
quick.
It. Good to go.
No, it doesn't work like that.
How's it work?
Actually, it works like that every time I do it.
Well, you don't have as much stuff. Okay. You don't have to have, like... You know, stuff. Women have stuff.
Women, yeah, have, like, women have purse, issues.
Isn't your 78-pound purse full of most of the stuff you need?
No.
I mean, what else do you need? Shampoo and stuff? It's probably already be there.
I wouldn't count on that.
Shelly's purse has her own has its own chair in the studio.
Yes, it does, because it's a massive purse. It used to be bigger. Does. I used to have a bigger purse.
Yeah, that purse right there is just the size of a duffel bag.
I used to have a bigger purse.
Shelly's purse reminds me of Mary Poppins.
Oh, the carpet bag that she had, and she would pull lamps and stuff out of
it. Can she climb into it? Can she jump into it?
Yeah, and she ends up in a hot tub.
Her and Dick Van Dyke?
And she ends up in a hot tub.
Sweet. Dude, back then, Julie Andrews in a hot tub?
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke would be like, yeah, baby. Matter of fact, I saw a thing on Second City TV one time. I think it was or it was Saturday Night Live. Anyway,
Saturday Night Live. Are you talking about the supercalifragilistic one?
Yeah. And it turns out that Mary Poppins is like a total hoe.
Yes.
She's like singing the songs and stuff, and people are coming by going, hello, Miss Poppins.
All the guys knew her. All the guys knew her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Did you see her in, what was it, Victor Victoria, where she took her top off?
Never saw that.
Oh, yeah. She got a rack. Or had a rack. Has a rack. Big rack attack.
Yeah.
So
we've kind of gone on all skate here. What's going on?
Yeah, we went sideways here. Let's come back to topic.
We just did that for Sarah.
What do we do? Would the confusion and the panic of getting ready to take a trip be an old addict or old alcoholic behavior?
I don't know.
It could probably be classified as one.
I suppose.
Because I think a lot of people get that aren't even addicts and alcoholics.
Yeah.
It's part of the behavior. Well, for me, I mean, if I'm thinking about it in terms along those lines, when I was drinking, mm-hmm. because I had a system for everything, mm-hmm. how everything had to be, where the bottles had to be, how I got my drinks, mm-hmm.
The list of what you bought.
Yeah, the list of what I bought and what I drank. I mean, everything was in a system. It was all organized. And I pack for trips the same way. And I have a system. I start packing like a week ahead of time. Mm-hmm. I pack and then I unpack and then I pack and then I unpack. I make lists. I cross things off. I add things on. I take things out. There's a system.
We've observed this in the past.
That's not really a system. That's OCD.
It's a system.
It's a system.
Do you have a similar system when you were drinking?
Yeah.
How did that work out for you?
Well, not very well.
So Shelley,
why does it work good now?
Well, obviously it doesn't, because I'm having panic attacks because I haven't adhered to my system this time. This is the first time ever that I haven't started packing at least a week ahead of time.
That's true. We went to Grand Canyon. I'm telling you.
2 weeks ahead of time started packing.
There were suitcases in our room.
She went to Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
She started packing like the season before she was going. Yeah.
2004, she started packing. Yeah. Didn't go till 2010.
So I guess it could be the same behavior. I mean, I did the same thing then. I had my system, mm-hmm. and if anything got haywire, I'd have a panic mm-hmm. attack.
So, Mark, what would you do about that?
Well, I was going to ask Shelley. So if you had a sponsee,
yeah,
who was getting ready to take a trip and was just absolutely panicked about the packing aspect and going on the trip.
Shelley would say, let me help you plan.
And felt like they were going to go use because they were so freaked out about it. What would you advise them to do from a program standpoint?
She'd say, Stop packing and go to a meeting.
Now Shelley would say, come over and help you.
Because that would help?
Well, sitting in a meeting always helps me not panic. I mean, praying about it.
Have you done all those things?
No.
Turning it over?
I went to a meeting last night.
But turning have you prayed over? About it?
No. I didn't think my packing needed prayers. I guess it's not the packing that needs prayers. It's the behavioral obsession that we get rid of. We pray to have our shortcomings removed.
I look down.
All our character defects removed. Yes, I know.
Shelley, I listened to you talk about this trip the other night, and I went home and prayed. I wasn't even going.
Nice. Well, part of the panic attack wasn't as bad as it could have been, because part of the pressure of packing was relieved when Bruce said, why don't we just buy our food when we get there instead of packing all the food before we go?
Yeah, it's like he wants to buy all this food to cart with us, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's a grocery store there. probably the same kind of grocery store too. It may be a little more expensive, but I think that, that the amount of extra expense is worth it.
Now watch when we get there. There'll be like this one little convenience store on the corner and no grocery store.
No,
There's a city.
There's a grocery store.
And in the wintertime, it's a city that swells to like three times its normal size because of the amount of skiing there is there.
Yeah.
There's stuff.
Yeah.
There's stuff. So, you going to pray about it?
To be honest, probably not.
But you're the voice of reason.
Well, you know what?
Eventually. I'm also the voice of being honest on this show.
You know what that tells me, Mark? I'll be praying about it now. Because if she's not going to pray about it, I need to pray about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I suppose you could say I prayed about it because this morning I got up and prayed for God's will, which is the first time in like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose in a roundabout way.
Thy will, not mine, be done.
Yes.
I can usually tell when I haven't done that by about 11 a.m.
And you don't get up till 10:30.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't take very long before I'm like, ooh.
Well, and this is why I have issues with serenity and you don't.
Well, this is why today when things are going wrong planning for the trip, she's like, freaking about this. And I'm like, well, so what can we do about that? She goes, well, nothing. I'm like, well, then it doesn't really matter, does it? It's like, would I like it to be different? Yes, but it's not. So, okay. That's it.
Actually, what I prayed this morning was, God, there are a lot of things that I would like to pray for right now, but you already know that, so, and I'm not allowed to pray for those things, so your will be done.
I love the one that says, God, I'm having a real, and you know, so far today, everything's been good. I want to thank you, God. You've made everything in my life wonderful today, and I just really want to thank you because the whole day so far has been bitching. But God, I'm going to get out of bed in a minute, and I'm really going to need some help.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all been good up till now.
It's been good up till the moment I'm going to step out of bed, and then I'm really going to need your help.
So what are your taking a trip issues, Bruce?
I don't really have any taking trip issues. I mean, I've got issues that are happening. Like, I went to go get a rental car today, or to go order it, and they're not open on Sunday. So I'm going to go over in the morning and rent one, and we're going to... I'm going to drive it over here. We're going to pack it up, and we're going to go.
Okay.
And I went on the computer the other day. I looked up some stuff. The only thing I have left to do, because Shelly knows I do this, I got to look up to see which meetings I'm going to go to when I'm up there.
You have to pack.
Huh?
You still have to pack.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to pack.
I could do that
on break between shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I don't even really need to pack because what I'm taking is going to be on hangers. So I am going to go into the closet, and I'm going to grab like 6 or 7 hangers and then some socks, and that's going to pretty much do it.
Take a toothbrush. Be kind.
Yeah, well.
You need a sweatshirt.
Well, I'm going to take my hoodie.
It could get cool. It could get cool in the evening.
It's going to be 48 degrees tomorrow night.
I'm going to take my hoodie and a jacket.
I used to freak peg out when we first got together. We had just gotten married, and I was up in Alaska on a fishing trip, and I was supposed to catch a flight out and be home, and we had been married for just a very short period of time, and 9 days apart was about all either one of us could stand.
Right. So the loins were calling for each other.
And because of the cloud cover, I couldn't catch the first flight to make my last flight to get back to Southern California on the same day I had left. So I got to the first airport and watched the blinking lights of my plane taking off.
Yikes.
So by the time I reset everything, I could get to Seattle. That's as far as I could get in that day.
Yeah, and that's still ways off.
So I called her up and I said, I can get to Seattle. I said, I just paid for a ticket for you to fly from Ontario to Seattle. You have to be at the airport in 30 minutes.
Did she take time to pack?
And she was sitting in the living room with her mother.
Oh, and you're going to leave in half an hour.
She has to be at the airport in 30 minutes. The flight was leaving in an hour.
And that's about, I was going to say, because that's about a 20-minute drive.
Yeah, the flight was leaving in an hour.
So what did she do?
I got to Seattle, and she was standing at the gate waiting for me. So she made it, but...
She is a kind and forgiving woman. I would say, up yours, buddy.
Really?
I would not get on a plane an hour. I couldn't do it.
She had been away from me for 9 days. She couldn't wait to see me.
Apparently, Shelley could totally wait to see me. You see that? the truth comes out now.
It's only one more day. I can read a book until you get here.
It's not the same.
Yeah, you know.
Maybe 10 years ago, I would have gotten on the plane. But now with the TSA and all that crap, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck Norris frisks TSA agents and doesn't let them go home. So.
Is that a sign that we're out of time?
Please. Yes.
Shelley?
God.
What would your final words on taking a trip, not taking a trip be?
Don't take a trip.
Well, just tripping?
I'm tripping over this trip.
Mark, what would your final words on taking a trip, not taking a trip be?
Life and sobriety is a gift and an adventure. Treat it as both.
Oh, wow.
Somebody had to get some recovery in there somewhere.
My thing on taking a trip, not taking a trip. You know what? In all seriousness, don't get too stressed about it. Pray for God's will. That stuff will work out. I like to go to a meeting or two or three when I'm on a trip because I like to go to meetings where I've never really been to meetings before, and I've actually been to meetings in this area before. But I will have fun. I will turn everything over to God. Everything's going to work out fine, and I'm going to hit a couple meetings when I'm up there, and I'm going to come back pretty relaxed.
There's some pretty good AA meetings in the village.
I went to a meeting one time.
I've got no meeting
at a gal's house. It was this Indian gal, and it wasn't like a small meeting either. It was at her house. It was in the living room. And when I met him, like, you know the way I am when I'm out.
Yeah.
Somehow I ran into an alcoholic when I was around. Oh, come to my meeting. And I go there. There's like 30 people in this chick's living room. I'm like, really? I'm expecting it to be 4 or 5 people. It was a pretty big meeting. And then there was also one at the fire station.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
I think that's the one I went to.
Yeah.
In the village, yeah.
I'm going to go again. I'm going to go to it. Yeah. Shelley, who are our friends in Big Bear?
We don't have any friends in Big Bear.
I'm sure we do. We just haven't met them yet.
They're online somewhere.
What other friends do we have?
Good Lord.
Pick one.
I almost just called Bruce Earl.
Earl? Hightower?
Earl. Where did Earl... No, just no. The name Earl. Where did Earl come from?
The other red meat?
Bruce Earl.
Bruce Earl.
Earl, the other...
The other red meat?
Yeah. Hey, Earl. He listens, you know.
Earl?
Bruce. Earl and Bruce listen, Bruce? Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Bruce. Okay, we have Bruce.
The other white meat.
Who runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to the recovery101.net website and click on the 12-Step Gazette banner. I'm having a hard time enunciating. And go to his site. The Gazette is full of all kinds of interesting, wonderful things. You will be enriched, edified, and entertained. And
wow.
Try not to get any on you.
Yeah. you can edify. Subscribe and he will send it to you in the post, or you can get it online or through email.
Awesome.
You can also ask him. There's contact information. You can ask him about getting a franchise so you can get the 12-Step Gazette in your town.
And the price of all this is?
It's free.
Ah.
Well, the subscription prescription, I think, costs money for the postage.
Yeah.
Still, got to be cheap.
That's right.
Got to be cheap. We have friends online at intherooms.com.
.com.
And you know what? I wonder if they ever listen. I'm going to put it out here right now. Mr. Clean, NRT, if you're listening, send us an email. See, that's the way I can check, see?
Actually, we can, no, because he might accidentally just send you an email and you might think it was from this show. You have to say, send us an email that says the word supercalifragilistic in it.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes.
That's to RT. You know what's going to happen? Someone from in the room is going to hear it and they're going to tell him, hey, you better send them an email. They're going to stop advertising for you if you don't
That's
send an
fine.
Email. Those guys pay a lot of money.
They send a check.
Thing. Yeah.
In 2005.
We don't ever get it, but they send it.
You should have a talk with them about that, actually.
They'll tell you they sent it again.
Anyway, intherooms.com is an absolutely free kind of a Facebook of recovery kind of thing. They've got speaker tapes. They've got online meetings. You can upload pictures and stuff. You can enter the A of your choice if you use protection.
Gently.
And that's all absolutely free.
Official eye roll.
Actually, there's actually a lot of cool stuff on there. If you're looking for speaker tapes and stuff, you can look by the fellowship and stuff, and you know, it's pretty cool. And that's absolutely free. InTheRooms.com. You can also get to that from the Recovery101.net site. Just scroll down the page, find the InTheRooms.com banner, click on it. It'll take you right there.
I got to tell you, though. I got to tell you how microphone conscious we are. Shelly raised the microphone up to her face to roll her eyes just a minute ago.
Awesome.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Shelly?
What?
I thought you never ate mushrooms or acid.
Just today. I was just stressed.
Today.
I was just so stressed.
We found some out in the yard. Mark, do we have email addresses?
We do. You can email us at recovery_101@hotmail.com. recovery101radio@hotmail.com. And recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to order some crack, if you'd like to join our crack sales staff.
Dude, we'll go to the inbox. It'll be like
700,000, yeah.
Dude, can you send me some crack?
Yeah. If you'd like to join our crack sales staff or advertise with this show, you can send us an email to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com.
Sweet. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn serious.
We sure as hell don't. Shelly.
What?
Who's the lead on music by?
Well, because I've had them stuck in my head all morning, it would be Forever Amber. I have been singing Sippy Cup in my head all morning.
Outstanding. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
Thank God.
All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy, sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. From the sippy sippy cup, crazy about your hips, chicken dips while we're getting fucked up. Check me once, twice, naughty or nice. Check me with a sexy and you're gonna pay the price. You know I'm crazy about you, you're all shiny and new. All the things we can do to turn the gray skies to blue when she said, all the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. All the babies in the club, bring your sippy cup. All the mamas in the club, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna get fucked up? Wanna get drunk? Crump. Trippin' when your body's close to mine, and dizzy with the tizzy when you're looking so fine. Loving on your rubbing when we're climbing in the sheets. Weakin' on your digging when we're grinding to the beats. I'm fucking digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. Digging you bad. I'll be the best you ever had. So quit looking so sad. Your lips are driving me mad. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch a nut? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch a nut? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk. Yeah, they yeah, never wanna be hated. Yeah, they yeah, never wanna be hated. Never wanna be hated. J-L-B-L. Never wanna be hated. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. All the boys with the toys, bring your sippy cup. All the girls with the curls, bring your sippy sippy cup. What's up, buttercup? Wanna catch a nut? Wanna get freaked up? Wanna get drunk? Crunk.